Mrs. Simonian, thank you very much for agreeing to give an interview to our agency. Your group, the Beautiful Project, is very popular among Armenians and also in other countries, but very few maybe know that you are a descendant of the Armenian genocide survivors. Mm-hmm. Would you please share your story?
Yeah, my grandfather is a genocide survivor. He comes from a family of seven children, and he always told me the story how they walked from Alashgir to Yerevan. How he was 7 years old when walking, and his two brothers were, I think, 3 and 1 year old, and they were on a donkey, but because he was considered old enough to walk, he walked the walk, and then they ended up in a churchyard in Yerevan. They were sleeping in a churchyard because they had nowhere to stay. He had a very, very difficult life. He told me he sold water in the streets of Yerevan, which was a job for the poorest class of people. And then he moved to Iran and got married there when he was in his early 20s. And he started selling cigarettes in the streets of Iran. And I think he went to tomato business and then to a bike store and then bicycle store. And from bicycle store, he managed to get into cinema business. He was a very good businessman. He ended up having 3 big cinemas, movie theaters, and a 50-roomed hotel in Tabriz, which is considered one of the most important cities in Iran. After the revolution, he lost most of his businesses, and he decided to move back to Armenia when he was 97 years old, because for him, he was never in Iran permanently. He always wanted to come back, and he knew one day he was going to come back. So even when he lost his businesses, that he picked up the positive from the negative experience. And that's the most important lesson that I've learned from him, to pick up the positive from negative. He moved here when he was 97, and he lived till he was 103. And he always said those were the best years of his life.
So do you know any details how they lived in Western Armenia? How was that they came here back, and what happened on the way to Armenia? Do you have any details?
Yeah, he said they had store where they sold food, and that was their family business. And in their store, they even had tables and stuff where mostly Russian soldiers would come and buy stuff and eat. And the same Russian soldiers protected them from the Turkish Ottoman army when they walked the walk from Alashgir to Yerevan.
Okay, so how did all these stories influence formation of your worldview on your activities?
To be honest with you, I came to Armenia for the first time in 96. I was more focused on going to Europe and studying there. But my grandfather had planted the seeds of patriotism in my mind since I was 5-6 years old. So after I came to Armenia in 96, something pulled me back here every single year. I have, between 96 and 2006, I have been in Armenia 10 times. That's once a year. Every year when there would be a holiday season, most of my friends in London would go to holiday resorts. Places like Cyprus, places where all the Brits go to the seaside. And then I would always come back to Yerevan to see my grandfather and to discover Armenia more too. And like whenever I came here, I focused more on going around Armenia, not just Yerevan. I visited many monasteries and churches around Armenia, and I kind of discovered myself here, and I decided that just like my grandfather, I'm gonna come back and live here. So when I finished my studies in London and I worked for a few years, I really started noticing something was missing in my life. I think that was the genetic memory that was pulling me back to Armenia.
Okay. What is your formula for the reconciliation of the Armenian and Turkish societies? And is it possible?
Even if the Turkish government does not agree with the Armenian genocide, it doesn't mean that the Turkish government was chosen by 100% of the Turkish society. A lot of people that I've spoken to in Turkey, they don't even know about the Armenian genocide. Whatever in the political or governmental level governments decide, that's up to them. But people-to-people relationships away from politics is very, very important. And I would love to have a friendly relationship with Turkey. I would like to do art projects with them. And I would like to see the Turkish border open. The important thing is nation-to-nation understanding away from politics.
Okay. As far as I'm informed, your group is organizing different concerts dedicated to the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Mm-hmm. What plans do you have?
We have always played concerts in memory of victims of Armenian Genocide. It's a fact that people were killed. Many, many people were killed during Armenian Genocide. And we pay a tribute to those people who perished during the genocide. We're not trying to make statements with our concerts. And to take the idea of Armenian genocide and commercialize it and market a musical product, it's just really, really terrible. So even the tour that we are organizing for the 100th anniversary of Armenian genocide, it's going to have a title that criminalizes all the genocides that happen around the world. We are talking about a genocide that happened 100 years ago. There is genocide happening right now against Yazidis. There's genocides happening in Syria and Iraq. So the most important thing is that humankind unite and talk about genocide in general.
Okay, thank you very much for an interesting talk.
You're welcome.